on tape that is different or the same from the last time you played them?
I mean, they're still the same. They're a well-coached team. I mean, they're going to come out and they're going to play hard. They're a team that doesn't beat themselves. You know, obviously, you know, when you have a quarterback like that, they're not going to turn the ball over much. They're a real sound team, and, you know, we had to play our best football of the year in order to go in and beat them.
How do you explain that this is a New England team that keeps coming back on people? All through the year, they just keep coming back, winning in the last minute or whatever.
They're a resilient group. I mean, obviously, when you have a leader at the quarterback position, obviously it gives guys around them a lot of confidence, knowing that you have a guy like that. And then also, you know, like I said, they're a well-coached team. So that group of guys, obviously, you know, they never get down no matter what the score is and things like that. So they're going to always fight. That's one thing about it.
This team has had some highs at the start. And you had, when I say this team, I mean the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
You had some highs at the start, then you went through that low patch. Where is the confidence level now that you're back winning more than your share?
I feel good. I feel like with the guys we have in this locker room, obviously, you know, these guys come out and work hard every day. So, obviously, every guy in this locker room goes out and works their tail off and do all we can to win.
I think Mike Wallace said it best, man. He said, you're like a Swiss Army knife, man. You can do pretty much anything out on that football field. And we know back in college, you told me yourself you played every position, but like one.
Yeah. I mean, it's something dating back to college that my coaches kind of harped on. You know, they were always saying, you know, the more you can do, the better. Obviously, that's something I kind of hang my hat on. So it's something that I go out and work on every day and try to keep improving on.
And what's this lately, man? Like, no one can bring you down. No one player can bring you down. You're breaking tackles and ankles.
It's just a mindset. You know, I always try to at least make the first person miss catching the ball. But obviously, anytime you get a chance to get your hands on the football, you want to try to make a play for your team.
Charles, we know about some of the early season struggles for the offense, but the last couple of weeks you guys really had a good flow going. Do you feel that at that point you guys are maybe starting a peak and starting to kind of hit the strides you want?
I feel like we've done some good things these past couple of weeks. I mean, obviously the guys are focused on improving, I mean, which is, I feel like, why we keep getting better week to week. Obviously, you know, no matter how good you do something, you can always get better, and I feel like every guy in this locker room has that mindset, and it serves us well.
Talk about taking the New England Patriots, and obviously this game means a whole lot, and they've been your nemesis now over the past few seasons.
Mm. I mean, it's you know, they're always a tough team. You know, they're a well-coached team. I mean, obviously they've been sitting atop this division for a long time, and, you know, like I said, we're going to have to play our best football in order to beat them.